Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with this story. Hundreds of Schenectady students apparently are still without computers a week after school starts.
Our education reporter, Zach Mattson, looked into this yesterday, and it was a little disconcerting. We didn't get an official press release from the district, but we'd seen chatter on social media that a number of people, by the hundreds, were starting to discuss this with the community, saying, here we are, we're a week into this. A lot of students are doing virtual education, and in Schenectady in particular, all the secondary students, 7th through 12th grade, that's all they're doing is online. And so we were seeing chatter saying, our kids who have requested computers don't even have them yet, and so what is going on? So we looked into it. The district was very forthcoming with it, and they acknowledged that this is the situation. They say 1,500 students who'd requested computer devices still don't have them. They cited two things. Number one is, over the summertime, we did these surveys with families about computer needs and, you know, who needed what. Then when school started last week, they got hundreds more requests than they'd initially had. And so they said they are trying to respond to that. Part two of the problem, they said, is that they are just having trouble getting things. They said they just this week received 1,800 Android tablets, and they're trying to set them up and get them out to kids. But they said they're also waiting on the bulk of a request and a purchase of 5,000 computers, laptops from March. We did talk to a few activists who said, you know what, they don't blame the school district for this snafu. They're concerned about it, but they do feel that the school could have been more communicative. A lot of families have just been puzzled and saying, my kid's at home, they can't study because they don't have a device. It sounds like by the end of this week or next week, the school is going to do their best to get computers out to these final 1,500-plus students, but it's not a good start, especially. That's one of the big concerns, is that some of these poorer school districts like Schenectady, these disparities in funding will come out even more in COVID, where, you know, their peers in the suburbs might have easier access to a home computer, better internet, et cetera.
We're also seeing the internet issues in the North Country, where there are blackout spots and not every place gets the ability to have the internet.
It's a growing problem, and we're looking into it. Luckily, in the city, there's better connection, but we're still tracking down cases where families just don't have internet, and so it's a growing problem.
Despite this, we are seeing, at least in our region, COVID-19 stabilizing.
Yeah, so over the last couple of days, there's been a lot of news nationally that we finally, in the U.S., have passed 200,000 deaths due to COVID, that threshold, which is daunting. And so what we did yesterday is our reporter, Steve Williams, took a little bit of a step back to see how we've been doing recently. And a little bit of positive news that some of the local counties in our area haven't had a new COVID death in weeks. The diagnoses continue to be way down, except for a few little outbreaks in some of the college campuses that we've reported and a lot of media have reported. But really, the new cases and the deaths are way down. Statewide on Sunday, I think we had one death, and then Monday, just three. In Schenectady County, they had no new cases diagnosed Monday, and so that was a rarity. Also, Saratoga County has had no new deaths since June 6th, so that's a positive, too. And health officials are warning, saying there's no time to be complacent. With flu coming on in the winter, we're really urging people to really take care. But they feel like some of the steps and the awareness is really helping to catch these cases earlier on and get treatment.
Get a flu shot if you can. We've been speaking with Miles Reed. He's the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, we'll catch up with you next Wednesday. Thank you.
Have a good day, David.